This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. A bit of a history lesson. In 1661, Sweden became the first European country to introduce paper money as banknotes. Sweden has almost done away with bills and coins now and is on course to go completely cash-free. John Lawrenson went to Stockholm to see what it's like in a land with no cash.
One ticket. No cash.
You can no longer use cash on trams and buses. Many shops and cafes refuse cash too, as do over half of Sweden's banks. You can't deposit it, can't withdraw it. Stockholm's ABBA Museum is cash-free. As is its CEO, Joanna Madsen.
I'm totally cashless. I haven't had any cash in Sweden for at least 2 or 3 years. I do Swish.
Swish is a Swedish app that transfers money using people's phone numbers. Panhandlers sometimes use it, writing their cell numbers on bits of cardboard. Bjorn Eriksson, head of the campaign group Cash Uprising, is worried about where all this is leading.
I think you're leaving a lot of people behind, and the banks are not taking their responsibility. The private big banks are doing their best to kill the possibility to use cash. And the reason is very simple. They don't earn money on cash.
No, I've been to...
At the Riksbank, Sweden's central bank, in charge of issuing bills and coins, I've come to see Deputy Governor Cecilia Skingsley. She says she's neutral on giving up cash, but that it would do away with a lot of illicit activity, from drug trafficking to illegal employment.
The disadvantages are, for instance, that many people like to make transactions without it being traced.
Privacy.
Privacy, exactly. The upside of going cashless is that it's more difficult to do informal transactions or evade taxes.
The Riksbank predicts that cash will totally disappear in Sweden by 2030. Plenty of time to get used to the idea that your banker will know how many beers you had last night. In Stockholm, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.